And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Merry Christmas. Although today I expect that many, maybe some of you, don't seem so merry. After 9 months of attacks from every side, maybe you feel empty today. That running death toll ticker on TV, the breaking doom and gloom news, the ever-evolving recommendations and demands, have you all run down? Rhetoric is spun up with fear and panic to wear you down to the nub. Meanwhile, businesses are required to act like trained dogs and jump through hoops of ever-increasing height. Many have broken down under the weight and cost of it all and have closed. Our healthcare workers and emergency personnel are flaking out under the stress. Parents and teachers' collective patience have been stretched thin with virtual learning. Put on top of everything a bow of uncertainty about our community, our state, our nation, and their future. You're fatigued, worn out, broken, emptied. Now, much of what you feel today, that emptiness, has been put upon you. Government has laid demands on you and extracted a cost from your wallet. You don't have control over what your employer wants of you. The medical authorities that keep moving the goalposts, even contradicting their wisdom from yesterday or from months ago. Your neighbors even will yell at you across the parking lot for not complying exactly the way they want you to. And even the earth seems turned against you with round after round of infection, disaster, and catastrophe. But much of the emptiness that you feel is actually your own doing. You made the bed, and now you have to lay in it. No wonder that when you live paycheck to paycheck, a major economic downturn will put you behind the eight ball. You keep listening to the talking heads and their insane rants, every one of them trying to keep your attention until the next ad break. You follow leaders, even when they're authoritarian, and they think of it next to godliness. You'll fill your body with toxins and junk processed to extract and addict, even neglect basic health and nutrition, so that an almost entirely non-fatal disease makes you easy pickings. So whether it comes from without or from within you, you've been emptied. And that emptiness you feel is not a result of just of what has been done to you or what you have done to yourself this year. You naively thought that the emptiness of this life could be filled with more empty things. You loved earthly things that will all see moth and rust and decay, desperately trying to fill in that blank spot. You hid from or for fear or fled in terror from things that you can't do a damn thing about. And you've chosen to put your hope in self-appointed and often foolish rulers of this world. It's no wonder, then, you feel empty. You've chosen to put your hope in empty things. It's like filling a hole in the ground with garbage, covering it with dirt. It's still a pile of garbage. Still junk. But today is Christmas. God, the Holy Spirit, has brought you in this state, hungry and empty, to be fed with his life, and to receive from God every good thing. Today, Christ Jesus himself comes to you to serve you and to give you every good gift. His word is not an empty promise that has an expiration date. His gifts aren't received today only to be thrown away tomorrow, worn out, broken, discarded. And his truth doesn't depend on you, but is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is full of grace and truth. And you, of his fullness, have received grace upon grace. The answer to that emptiness, to your empty hearts, begins and ends with the Alpha and the Omega, Jesus himself. So it is on this day, the Feast of the Nativity, that we rejoice again in the birth of Jesus. All the fullness of God dwells bodily in the babe of Bethlehem. Every good gift of God, every merciful and gracious gift of God is in that child. The vanity of this life, that emptiness you feel, is just an absence of God for you, and it's your own doing. But in Jesus, the wall of separation, the great chasm between God and humanity, the emptiness of this life, in Jesus, it's overcome. Because God is no longer distant, absent, or gone. He never was, and he never will be. Today, we rejoice particularly that Jesus is present with us. And everything that keeps us from God has been overcome in him. You were once alienated and enemies of God, lost in your sins, empty. But now he has reconciled you to himself through the blood of his cross. And he fills you with every good thing. In Jesus, you're not empty, lost, without hope. God the Father, Son, and Spirit are constantly at work to fill you with all truth and grace. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ gives you according to the riches of his own glory, the apostle says. He strengthens you with his Spirit, and he gives Christ to dwell in your hearts through faith. St. Paul calls this being rooted and grounded in love, namely the love of Jesus Christ crucified, who gave himself to death for you, for your life. The emptiness that you feel, God fills with the width and length and depth and height to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. And in knowing Jesus, the scripture says that you are filled with all the fullness of God. Christmas isn't about being filled with empty thoughts, empty pursuits, and empty calories. Christmas is about the empty being filled with the good thing, Jesus, for you. Because in Jesus, you have access to God and to his heaven, all graciously given to you by your baptism as your eternal inheritance. That's your treasure, and no one can take that from you. And by the preaching and teaching of the word, you are continually filled with the spirit of wisdom and the knowledge of Jesus for you. Your eyes are opened, enlightened, to see Jesus in understanding. And he feeds your hungry soul with his forgiveness, life, and salvation in the supper of his body and blood. By all these gifts, Jesus gives, and you receive here within his body, the church. You all will come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, each filled with the fullness of Christ. Hold on one second. Believe it or not, I can actually stop it here. We don't usually have church at this time, do we? All right, hold on. And stop. Brilliant. Again, here Jesus feeds your hungry soul with his forgiveness, life, and salvation through the supper of his body and blood. And by these gifts, Jesus received by you within this body, she calls the church. You all come to the same unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, each of you being filled with the fullness of Christ. And having been filled with gift after gift, a cup running over, grace upon grace, you don't actually need to go looking for empty things to fill your empty mind, heart, and soul. Instead, filled up with the promises of Jesus, you won't need to act like children, engorging yourself on every new crazy idea, every desperate attempt for purpose, in all the ways that you once tried to fill the emptiness that you felt. Instead, you keep returning to Jesus to be fed by him as he fills your mind with wisdom, your heart with his love, your soul with the assurance of his salvation, and the promised eternity that he gives you. It's the best gift anyone has ever given. In him, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. In him, he is full of grace and truth, and of that fullness you have all received, grace upon grace. Jesus, for you. Merry Christmas. Amen.